I wrote this song in 1969 when the Chambers Brothers were playing up in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And I was very nervous about being drafted in the Army. And I ran into this character long ago. I was up there with Banana and Jerry Corbett. We were all hanging out. The Chambers were in town. And we were visited by Panama Red. Panama Red. He'll steal your woman and he'll rob your head. Panama Red. Just don't know when Red's in town. He keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out and hanging around. My woman said, hey Pedro, you acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working Panama Red back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red, Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman and then he'll rob your head. Thank you.
On the congas and percussion is Kester Smith.
Anything that you want me to.
A song I recorded with my good friend Dave Grisman and a bass player that was with us for some years, and he's passed on now. We called him Mule. His name's John Kahn. This is for John And this is for our banjo picker, Spud Boy Garcia, the Old Men in the Way band. This is for these guys.
Childhood living is easy to do, but things that you wanted, I bought them for you gracelessly.
You know, when I was writing the Dust Bowl children's song, it was during the time of the great trickle-down theory. And I was thirsty and dry. So I went on a vision quest And I walked out across the four-lane highway and I stood at the sacred grounds, the parking lot of the Safeway store. And I looked on top of the parking lot, on top of the Safeway store, there, glowing like a jeweled mandala at the center of the universe, the Safeway store. And on top was Elvis. And he was looking down at me and he said, "Well," and I said, "Uh-huh. You tried." "Well." "Uh-huh." "One more." "Well." "Uh-huh." I said, "Well," he said, "Uh-huh." He said, "Boy," I said, "Well," he said, "Yeah," I said, "Huh?" He said, "Well, I want you to write a rain-making song, well, uh-huh, to end the dearth of mirth upon the earth, well, uh-huh, and I don't want you to write no neo-shamanistic jingle, yeah, and I don't want you to write no new age ditty, yeah, well, I want you to write a surefire rockabilly rain-making song, well." When Elvis talks, I listen.
Rainmaker, rainmaker, the land is parched and dry.
life with only one condition. He said, take your money, get out of town, don't try and start another religion. Oh,
rainmaker, rainmaker, the land is far too dry.
Request, folks. It's request. All right. Yes, indeed. We'll do all those wings and horses. Yeah. We'll do those three for you right now. And then I guess it'd be almost time to wrap up our part of the show. Do a little bit of tuning here. We tune because we care. Do all those. I think we have another couple of hours to play here just to kind of get warmed up. I'd like to say how happy I am that we were invited to come here and behalf of all the Free Mexican Air Force, Brother Lauren Rowan on the six-string electric, Kester Smith on the congas and percussion. We are happy to be here. Here's a song I wrote with an Iroquois friend of mine named Bill Miller. You might have heard his music. This is called Tumbleweed.
Far across the Mississippi, out on the open plains, in an Oklahoma cow town, where the sky begins to rain. In a dusty, run-down honky-tonk sits a drifting tumbleweed. Thumbing through a magazine, he can't even read. Tumbleweed remembers how the West was won and lost. The Homestead Act and the Dust Bowl, everybody paid the cost. Great white father promised to treat his children all the same when Indian territory was Oklahoma's name. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle down. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he can't find no place to rest, 'cause the desert wind blows to me. Tip jar is just a jungle of worn out dollar bills.
And he starts singing them songs he wrote. There's magic in the air. He can heal your wounded heart. He can set your spirit free. He can raise your hopes to be the very best that you can be. Tumbleweed keeps rolling. He just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle down. Tumbleweed keeps rolling. He can't find no place to rest. All the desert wind blows tumbleweed. Thank you. know that dreams never die. I'm glad that you will believe too. On the wings of hope. Thank you. I'd like to invite a special guest of ours to join us on the stage. A man you know from these parts hereabouts, and I met him over in Hawaii years ago. Had a lot of good times together playing the little fiddle today, Noel Monteleone. Folks, here's a song I never wanted to write, and a lot of people mistake this song for being a political statement. It's not a political statement. It's just about some human beings that caught in bad circumstances on all sides. It's called Ruby Ridge.
I'll tell you a story. Living free, sold a sawed-off shotgun to a deputy. Don't shoot me down, don't shoot me down. Got a wife and kids on Ruby Ridge. Please don't shoot me down, don't shoot me down,
don't shoot me down,
don't shoot me down. Sing it. Free.
You know, last weekend we were all down at my little place in South Texas called Camp Howdy. Let me hear a good mini Pearl Howdy. We were sitting around in the campfire kind of surprising ourselves, searching for spiritual sport, when out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. Yeah, he had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, a leopard skin vest, and lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took, oh well, and he took one look at us, and he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, and looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy. We're vegetarians. And now you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'll teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're gonna fly with the Free Mexican Air Force." But when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent, pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yoga trousers with the extra flap, slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long, and we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across a bean field to an old B-25 that had peace and love written on it. We climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot's seat and I felt proud. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines and they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field. But as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead and as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo?" I called him Bo. "Does this thing fly?" What are you, boy? Superstitious?" Well, I called his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field. Plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. He just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shaped with a fuse at one end. And the fuse was lit. And he popped the other into my mouth and blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to mention this dimension to Beauregard and he just smiled and handed me a bottle filled with the golden elixir. And as I looked in the bottom of the bottle of the golden elixir, I spied a little green worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." Kiss the worm. Then Beauregard looked over at me, his eyes filled with confidence and love, and a deep sense of compassion came over him as he said unto me, So I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back. A miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when the song came to my mind. Thank you.
the night. Sorrow for the love you have.
steal or borrow, two nickels or a dime. Call me on the phone. I will meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayers. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight, in the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight, in the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight. In the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight, in the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight,
Pozo, welcome Pozo and Lady Tie-Dye from KR.